WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know, life can get pretty chaotic, right? Between work deadlines, family drama, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, sometimes it feels like we're all just running on fumes. But guess what? One of the most powerful tools we have to navigate this crazy world is effective communication. And no, I'm not talking about mastering some fancy jargon or becoming a public speaking guru. I'm talking about those everyday interactions that shape our relationships with our partners, friends, family, even coworkers. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of healthy relationships. Communication strategies that actually work. Because let's be real, miscommunication is the silent killer of connection. Ever felt like you and your bestie were speaking different languages? You know that feeling when you're trying to express something important, but it comes out all wrong, leaving both parties frustrated and confused. Yeah, I've been there. But fear not, my friends, because we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that can transform your communication game and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. First up, let's talk about active listening. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. This means giving them your undivided attention, making eye contact, nodding, and asking clarifying questions. Next, we've got clear and concise expression. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street. It's not enough to just speak your truth, you need to express it in a way that the other person can understand. This means using I statements to own your feelings, being specific about your needs, and avoiding vague language that can lead to misunderstandings. Number 3. Empathy is your superpower. Step into the shoes of the person you're talking to. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, communication isn't about winning an argument, it's about understanding each other. Fourthly, embrace vulnerability. Sharing your true feelings, fears, and hopes can create a deeper connection with the people you care about. It takes courage to open up, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember that vulnerability is not weakness, it's the key to building genuine intimacy. And finally, let's talk about conflict resolution. Disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how we handle them makes all the difference. Remember to stay calm, listen to the other person's perspective, and focus on finding a solution that works for both of you. Let me tell you a quick story. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and things are getting heated. You're both stressed from work, and it seems like every word you say just fuels the fire. But then, instead of letting anger take over, you remember to practice active listening. You put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly hear what your partner is saying. You acknowledge their feelings, even if you don't agree with them. And slowly but surely, the tension starts to dissipate. You find common ground, and you work together to come up with a solution that feels fair to both of you. The effective communication doesn't have to be complicated. It just takes a little effort, a lot of empathy, and a willingness to show up for each other. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Active listening, clear expression, empathy, vulnerability, and conflict resolution. Apply them in your everyday interactions and watch as your relationships blossom. Remember, my friends, communication is the foundation of any healthy relationship. It's a lifelong journey, but with these strategies, you can build stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people who matter most. Until next time, keep communicating, keep connecting, and keep shining. And don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones. After all, good communication deserves to be spread far and wide.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.